Welcome, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery. Not bad, eh? Here we go. As promised this week, The King Meets Mrs. May, a special recording of my conversation with Theresa May. My special guest today is Theresa May. Well, she might. Good morning, Mrs. May. Call me Tess, please. Good morning, Tess. Call me Margaret, if you like. I mean, I'm not trying to prescribe how you should greet me. I believe in a free democracy where everyone is treated equally and we get the best out of our people. The people who make up the diverse and wonderful community of this great country of ours. Okay, Margaret, let's start by asking you how you're going to tackle the problem of affordable housing. Well, I'm going to start by deleting it from the country's list of problems. It will stop being an issue, and therefore I won't be asked any awkward and fairly pointless questions about what I'm going to do about it. So, what you're saying is you don't know what to do about it? Yes, of course, Keith. I just resent the fact that just because I'm the Prime Minister, everyone wants to know what I'm going to do. Well, let me ask you, what are you going to do tomorrow or next week? Well, I'm interviewing Jeremiah Carbolic tomorrow, and I'm having my legs waxed next week. There you are, exactly my point. Right, anyway, you might want to ask Jezza what he's going to do about affordable housing, so I have got something I can disagree with. I can tell you, he's going to build millions of new houses that people can afford to buy, isn't he? The country wants to know what you are going to do. I'm going to build hundreds of millions of new houses. Do the job properly. That's what I'm going to do. But where are you going to find the room to build hundreds of millions of new homes? I'll wait to see what Mr. Carbine has got to say about that, so I can say the opposite. He's going to build them in the home counties. But that's where all our votes come from. He can't do that. OK, right. I'm going to build trillions of flats in the Highlands of Scotland. Well, thank you for a straight answer, Tessa. Thank you, Keith. By the way, which way is Scotland?
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I thought I'd also continue my trawl through history. I've been ransacking my memoirs to bring you the fascinating story of how I regained the throne here on the Isle of Kevin. I hit Google last night. Tell you what, it really hurt. And thanks to my detailed, painstaking research, I now have an extremely cunning plan. Yes, that's what I wrote, what, a couple of years ago? And I continued, the date for the invasion is now set. Exactly 1 week from today, I shall be reinstated as King Kev, with my lusty assistants Doris, Flossie and Rose, sprawled elegantly on the chaise longue, either that or a tractor trailer. And I shall be using the next week to compose myself. I quite fancy being an opera. And to write down the names of those lucky people who will be invited to join me and form a cabinet. Or a sideboard, maybe. Coming up, one of the first pieces of legislation under consideration when I took control of the Isle of Kevin.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Concluding my memoirs of the time I took control of the Isle of Kevin. A happy day for all of you, I know. And I wrote in my diary, one of the first pieces of legislation could well be to ban drivers who have furry dice dangling off their rear-view mirrors while wearing a trilby and looking generally stupid. I will, as a world leader in waiting, also be in communication with other world leaders to offer my solutions to the big issues of the day, such as what to wear while visiting the troops. I've already told Ms. May she looked a prat in a suit and should have worn a leopard-skin leotard. Her riposte was that she saves that for weekends. Well, really. Anyway, that's it for this week, my loyal subjects. Apart from, of course, sending my good wishes to the England football team and reminding them of my invitation to play a friendly against the Isle of Kevin 11. I'm sure they'll refuse after the thrashing we gave them last time. They blamed the pitch, but I pointed out that we used it for the plough match the week before, so what did they expect? Some people, eh? Toodle-pip.